The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisonics Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
Boo! Back in this motherfucker. What's going on, y'all? This is the No Nonsense Show.
Shit, your boy Jay Smooth is in the damn building, excited like a motherfucker. Jay Me.
Is that what goes next?
Hand it off, Jay Me.
I just want to say for the record, I'm not on drugs.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
You know, you're at something.
Shit, you want something.
You're at something, and you're smiling too hard.
No. Well, I am technically now that your wife gave me some.
What, caffeine?
Drugs.
What kind of drugs? You can't say that, man. That's prescription drugs.
You're the one that said it was. Anybody could have known it could have been fucking meth for all we were talking about.
What? That's worse. That's an illegal Schedule 1 drug.
We could have been totally anonymous.
Just for the record, listeners.
See,
my wife,
here we go. See, no, here, full
no,
snitching.
No, it's not about. I'm just saying. You just made it. You escalated it to meth, nigga. No. I said caffeine, and he's like, no, these drugs.
I said
I didn't know
been.
we were recording live on the camera. Now you got the shit held up in your hand. I'm like, let me explain this shit because that could be anything.
Well, let people use their imagination.
No, fuck that. It's prescription strength aspirin. Cut it out.
Okay. I mean, it didn't even have to be prescription, right? Like, people just have drugs in their house that they buy at the drugstore.
Yeah, or from somebody, or get it from a family member.
Typically, people don't call that drugs, though. They just say
it's called
aspirin.
A drugstore.
They just say aspirin, though. I know aspirin is a drug, but people don't usually say,
I got some drugs.
Do you have some drugs I can use for my headache? people don't normally say that. What I'm concerned about, though, is that you have the aspirin, but then you also have that like super shot coffee. I don't know if those work together.
You think they're going to cancel each other out?
They just do the wrong things. Collectively, they do the wrong thing.
He's so used to experimenting on different shit. That's, you know.
That's technically wrong. Because caffeine is known to help get rid of headaches, right? Yep.
No.
The fuck you mean no?
No, caffeine is not made to get rid of headaches.
It's been known to help get rid of headaches. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you're addicted to caffeine, it'll get rid of your headache.
caffeine is in one of, is in the, medicine. It's in that.
No, and, it's in goody powder.
It's in the migraine medicine.
It's in Excedrin.
But why though? Why?
Because it helps get rid of migraine.
It doesn't. Do you know what it does? It's a stimulant.
Yeah.
It doesn't help you. Never mind. You know what? Yeah, caffeine for headaches. Do that.
We need to go back to fat.
Drink a fucking Coke.
Fat niggas up and shit.
No.
Next time you have a headache, just drink a Coke. Don't take aspirin. Just drink a Coke.
I did that today.
Caffeine is great for headaches. Fucking idiots.
But I did that today when I felt like I was about to get ready to come down with a headache, but it was probably a hunger headache, though.
Do you ever come down with headaches, David Mac?
No, I don't know.
Who says? You're so cursed sometimes. did we ever talk again about Jay Smooth's failure that time?
What time was that?
That epic
failure.
What failure?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be way more specific.
Because only the premium subscribers knew about it. So the listeners of the free variety, Jay Smooth has, I guess he used a lifeline, phoned a friend. That's what he did. He phoned a friend, thinking that his friend was going to
a family member
back him up on all of his shit that he does.
Pussy getting exploits.
So one thing was taking a long time to get dressed. We said that's pretty gay. Jason was like, nah, I take a long time, but I got to do this. And his cousin, his family member, backed him up on that thing. He said, yeah, I take a long time too. But I said, that's probably just a country thing because country people like match every single piece of clothing. Yellow socks with yellow shoes with yellow shorts with a yellow shirt.
Nigga, wow, they don't do that
yes,
shit.
Yes, you do. They all got to be polo.
With yellow teeth and yellow eyes.
Right. But that's where the backup stopped. Then Jay Smooth, and this is the one that was...
He was lying. That nigga knew we was recording.
Stand by.
So.
And here's the one that really did. He's like, so, cuz, what you say? I'm trying to get my... Cuz, now.
That's a great Jay Smooth, by the way. I'm just going to...
Cuz, now. Hold on, cuz. You know when he started doing the affectation. what you say that you could fuck 300 girls in your lifetime, couldn't you?
Shorty.
you're like...
We don't say shorty in Mississippi.
You say, what do you say?
We just say cuz or whatever.
You don't live in Mississippi.
I don't, but you know, I'm
shut the fuck up. Here's what happened. Jay Smooth tried to get his cousin to back him up on this. It's niggas fuck a whole lot of bitches where we from. We killing them. He was like, yeah. I mean, he's like, yeah. Haven't you fucked a whole lot of bitches? He's like, hell yeah. I fucked a lot of bitches.
Slay bitches.
Like, what'd you say, about three? I'm like, nah. He's like, maybe like 20, 25.
That nigga dropped a deuce five. He said,
I'll be putting in
mad work.
That nigga was lying.
Did he sound like he was lying back?
Not at all.
He sounded like he was being very honest.
No, he sounded like a nigga that is. What? Why would he make that up?
Right. And by the way, 25 is a lot of bitches. Because if you go by the average of humans, it's 11. The average human fucks 11 people in their lifetime. Just because your dirty dick has been in more pussies than 11 doesn't mean that's not the norm. The norm is 11. Your cousin said he did 25, and he's like, yeah, that's a whole lot. And that's what he said. He said that was a lot. So when you said, cuz, ain't you fucked a lot of bitches? He's like, hell yeah, I fucked a lot of bitches. And she's like, what you say, about 400?
He's like, I'm damn near up to 30.
And he sounded pretty serious.
Very proud.
He's very
proud of his fucking 25. He put his 25 up against most, like what, nigga?
Anybody.
Except for Smooth.
Yeah, because Smooth be smoking them stems and them seeds, nigga.
J-Mac, you had more than 25, right, J-Mac?
Smooth need to be named Reggie instead of Reggie, because that nigga be
giving. That nigga said seeds, them stems and seeds.
All kind of shit in his pussy. It be all kind of shit.
That's straight headache pussy.
Oh shit.
That was why that nigga worked for Coke. That nigga had to drink that fucking caffeine.
That nigga be having stems and seeds and everything. So
he got the stems and seeds.
So now tell us this lie. Give us another. Why is he lying, Jay Smooth?
He just lied, man. He had some company right there by him. So he was, you know, he was put on the spot. So he had to do it for the team.
He didn't say there was any company beside him.
He ain't gonna say that. You know what I'm saying?
He's not gonna say there's company beside him?
It was some company beside him though. Oh. I knew he had some folks beside him. That's what it was.
Some folks.
Yeah. He had some folks beside him.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the other hand, though, hey, man, snatching motherfucking chicks is a real shit. It's real out here.
Like just off the street?
Yeah. You know, I was having a conversation with my sister.
Like pull up and grab them and take
snatch a motherfucker, put something over there. Yeah, taking. Like, yeah. Put something over their nose, okay. Knock them out.
Standby. You said it's a real thing.
He said it's a real
thing.
I'm saying,
like, you know, it's one. I know it's real, and they say sex trafficking and shit is. But you know, and you know, a lot of people think, you know, they say the shit can't happen to me, right? You know what I'm saying? Or it would never happen. You know, how sometimes people think that.
Who says that about this though?
What, that it can't happen to them?
Yeah,
I think most people don't think that. Okay, hold on.
Well, they don't say it. They might think that it can't. It won't happen. To
I don't.
Them.
I don't know if people actively go, hey, you know, they have that conversation, but I think most women walk around thinking that
most
they're
women
not
walk around saying that they're underrepresented and like that all they're ever talking about is complaining about niggas are in control of their life and
but they don't
the fucking patriarchy is gonna kidnap me
I don't
and traffic me across the fucking world. No, that's all they ever talk about.
I don't think the average woman leaves the house going,
somebody don't try to take me.
I better watch my back today because motherfuckers is getting taken.
And you think that really does happen? To
he,
where that
he, he's saying it.
Joe, do you think before he
No, fuck what I think. Stop that. No, okay. No, ahead, we're not Smooth, doing that.
So I was talking to my sister and she's
an expert in this because she worked for her.
She was a boom operator on Taken 3.
So my sister was actually having a conversation with my brother, and my brother had an ex that, you know, she had a daughter snatched.
You're, okay, whoa, whoa. Your sister's brother.
My brother. My sister was having a conversation with my brother.
Okay, so we can get your sister out of there. Yeah. why was his sister part of
it? So I was just, because I was talking to
confusion.
My sister. I was talking to my sister, right? So anyway, man.
She was talking to your brother.
In the conversation.
And his girlfriend.
He was explaining that.
Can you help me out, bro?
Yeah, I need help too. So your brother's girlfriend? Our ex-girlfriend.
His ex-girlfriend
had somebody snatched.
Daughter got snatched.
Okay. Her daughter. What age?
She was in 11th grade. 11th grade. And so coming home from school, motherfucker had put something over her mouth and knocked her out. And when she woke up, she realized she was in the trunk of a car. And she came to, And she wound up, I guess the car had stopped or whatever, and she wound up being able to escape the trunk, and she just popped the trunk and just got out and just started fucking running because the car had stopped. And she started running, you know what I'm saying, to a crowd of people and let motherfuckers know. But, you know, and this was just real recent within the last couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? And
just out here?
No, not here in Georgia.
Oh, well.
It's not in Georgia.
All right.
She was in Hawaii.
Oh.
Hawaii. So, and no, take that back. Cali. I think it was Cali. Cali, right? Yeah. And so, anyway, right? So she had mom had took her to the hospital, but she traumatized to this day in regards to that situation.
To this day, it's been 2 weeks.
I'm saying, I say to this day, but so she's really
can
she's
the bitch real, have a chance to get 3 weeks before but you know, tell her?
You know, y'all niggas be like, get over that shit. Hey, but look,
no, we don't.
No, look,
Jay Smooth.
It depends all on what decision. Aside,
getting fucking kidnapped 2 weeks ago is a big deal. Still,
how long you think French Reggie got over here? It took before he got over his kidnapping.
I don't think he remembered it until we brought it up in the show.
And I still don't think he's over it.
I don't think he's over either.
But the thing about it is, I was just like, wow. I was like, that's crazy as fuck. Because, you know, it's just like, I was like, you know, and I tell my daughter all the time, when she gets off the bus, and make sure she pays attention to her surroundings. You know what I'm saying? And just pay attention to shit. Because people nowadays, you know what I'm saying, they're so involved and engulfed in their cell phones and shit like that. So they don't pay attention to their fucking surroundings. Right. You know? Did I say something wrong, J-Man?
No, engulfed is...
No, it was either. The wrong word? Mm. Yeah, so...
Engulfed is fine.
Yeah, okay. Engulfed.
So,
yeah.
So, and they don't pay attention to shit, right? And I don't know if that's what the case was or whatever, but it's kind of a fucked up situation. And you know, when I heard about it, I'm like, well, you know what?
You have access to what the real thing that happened was? Then you ask, like, well, how? How did she get taken?
I didn't even go on to...
You didn't have the courage to ask that?
Well, no, because my sister, she didn't know all of that because my brother only gave her a little bit. You know,
can we call your brother's ex-girlfriend on the show? Mm. Right now?
No.
No?
No.
If not, you don't want us to...
What? No. Can we just call your brother?
No, I'm not. No, he's asleep.
Who can we call?
We're not calling anybody right now. Nobody right now.
Oh, now you don't have a caller.
But nigga said they in Hawaii.
Yeah, they're awake as a motherfucker.
That's 6 hours.
No, but I'm not calling motherfuckers over there. You know what I'm saying? And then my brother, he's asleep. He got to be at work.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's like 8 p.m. Your brother has to be at work at
2.
Okay.
So, yeah, but it was kind of fucked up. I was like, this is real fucked up. And I was like, you know, just imagine all the women out here who just kind of take it for granted and they just go on with their day to day life and don't realize, you know what I'm saying, that shit like this it's happening. And Atlanta's one of the big is the capital for it. They say all these motherfuckers come through here. But why they don't never steal the fucking women that want to sell pussy?
Here's the joke.
No, I'm just not a joke, but I'm just saying you got women out there who willingly don't mind. But them motherfuckers don't get taken. Is it a certain look that they looking for?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
they don't take. Do they take? Do it? You said yes. How do you know?
Because that's how you'd get pussy. It's a certain look, right? It's a certain brokenness.
So fat bitches can't get taken.
Do you fuck fat bitches?
Everybody.
Strike that from the record.
Which part?
I don't want my witness to have to answer that question.
It's too late. He's already walked, and he walked himself down this road. I didn't even have to walk him. He walked himself. What are you saying? What's the real question?
It's not really. I'm asking a question, but I'm not. It's not really a question like that. But I'm like, you know, is it a certain look that they're going for when they snatching these motherfuckers?
What did your brother's daughter's daughter look like?
Like Hawaiian, like
how do you,
you know, like you know, like that mixed.
How do you?
If I say African looking, right, or Ethiopian looking, you know what that Ethiopian type look like. You know what African look like. If I say Asian, you can picture what an Asian. So I say somebody that's of the Hawaiian descent. You know what I'm saying? That's the Hawaiian.
I don't think that's what he meant. What race? I think he meant like what is her.
Right.
She's slim with the curly hair, long ass.
How does she dress? How does she act? He's asking like the attributes.
Is she pretty? Right. She got long hair.
Hair and all that shit.
There's some ugly fucking Hawaiians that nobody would kidnap in the right
at all.
And they too heavy.
But here's the thing.
Too much poi.
Here's the thing, right? So how does a lion pick which gazelle to go after?
You know what? That motherfucker, he go chasing, and the slowest motherfucker, he gonna
is
get
he
on.
Leo? He's not Leo, huh?
No.
I didn't think so.
Fuck no.
He looks at he's not gonna the lion is not gonna go for one that's wounded because he loves the chase.
Are you kidding?
He loves the chase.
No, loves the chase. It's not a pimp, nigga. It's a lion.
Nigga, have you seen when a lion ain't eating, what it's doing? Not a damn thing.
He looking for
the motherfucker ain't doing shit.
He looking for a kill, my
nigga. That nigga ain't doing shit. He lying around fucking chilling in the fucking shade. That's what a lion is doing fucking most of the day until it get hungry. And then he go fucking kill some shit.
So how did he pick a gazelle?
The one that's off from the pack, the slowest one, the one that, you know what I'm saying? There are many things, but
weak one, wounded.
That's how a person who kidnaps somebody is looking for. Somebody who's off from the pack. Maybe somebody who isn't understood. You know, they walk by themselves all the time because they're different or whatever, or they're slow, or maybe they're being reckless.
Maybe this is why.
So it's not retarded kids that's walking by themselves?
Nobody wants to. Nobody's going to kidnap her. How much could you?
We don't know that.
How much could you get for a retarded kid?
I'm not being funny, but
you are, because who wants to fuck a retarded kid?
No, I'm not being funny, but I'm saying that there's some kids, there's some fucking kids that you knew that was in special ed that they were retarded. They didn't have no deformities and shit like that, but they was a bit slow.
Here's the thing, right?
And I'm not being funny.
Nobody wants to fuck a little bit slow.
That's ridiculous, Jason, because here's the thing. Most special needs kids always have some type of chaperone of some kind or something. They're never just like walking home by themselves. Think about the last time you saw a kid that's mentally challenged walking home by himself. It doesn't happen.
Well, I don't have to walk home by themselves, but them motherfuckers get off the bus, nigga, and they just trot it on to the house, and it ain't far.
There's somebody waiting on them. They're chaperoned at every step of their life, even into adulthood. Shit, you still got a chaperone.
Fuck you,
nigga. You thought that was your girlfriend, nigga. That's your state appointed chaperone. You just call her your girl.
Shut the fuck up, J-Mac. Stop trying to piggyback, nigga.
He ain't ever single.
Because I'm always going to have a state appointed motherfucker.
He be wondering why these girls just be walking up to it. They be like, hi. You're like, huh?
So look, this stat says here, this is from, dang, I can't get this.
Clap that shit out, nigga.
No, I'm trying to figure out what the website is. While the fear of being kidnapped may persist for
what's the website?
I'll tell you in a second. While the fear of being kidnapped may persist for one's entire life, in 2018, the number of missing persons under the age of 21 was much higher than those 21 and over, with 239,847 females under 21 reported missing and 62,371 females over the age of 21 reported missing. That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Just 1 year, that's a lot of fucking people. This is Statista.com.
Is that reliable, J-Mac fact?
No, I don't know about that. I just know that as far as young people,
many more under 21 go. So
I think, though, that a lot of times that, you know, you got people that are young and they want to do their own thing and they say, I'm going to go out and do my own thing, and then the shit don't work out, and then they go, oh,
I got kidnapped.
Fucking little Johnny took me and shit. The reason why I wasn't around.
So you think that his friend's friend got put in a trunk because she was running away?
Was she really in a trunk?
Well, that's what
she could have been going to the drive-in. You know what I mean? And that's just how they told her she was going to get in for free. You know what I mean? And she fucking made this whole story because she'd been in a trunk before. And she knows there's a fucking latch in the inside of it because that's how she got out when they got in.
I mean, honestly, the numbers thing always is funny to me. Anyway.
I've seen that, though, right?
You've seen what?
Where someone has run away, you know, with, you know, somebody they met online or in a fucking chat room or some other shit like that. And, you know, thought it was going to be one way. You know what I mean? When they left, it didn't turn out that way.
Right.
And then now it's like, oh.
Kind of like when white women say they got raped.
Oh, something like that.
Like they signed up for Black.
Right. Yeah, right.
And they get the shit fucked out of them.
Like, oh, shit. I didn't know that was a camera, man. And
right.
This was going on in the fucking Pornhub.
I tend to want to believe this one a little bit more than some of the others.
They have a movie out about that.
About what?
Faking
getting kidnapped?
Yeah, it's like Unbelievable or something like that. All these girls have the same story of how they were, you know, this guy comes in their room and it's based on a true story, supposedly. I don't know. And they all.
You know, you always say that word, crazy, supposedly.
Why I say it crazy?
I don't know. It's like, there are very few things that I can get on you about, but that's a weird one, supposedly.
I still don't understand what you're saying.
That's what you're saying, supposedly.
I guess, because that's what it is. It's not for certain.
No, supposedly. No. Supposedly.
I don't know about that.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Why do you say it like a dickhead? Supposedly. You change your accent and everything when you say it correctly? I know it's the King's
like,
English.
I
but
feel like Eddie Murphy
supposedly
in Trading Places when he got rich, like you know, like Luther.
Or just use the correct English.
Who put the coals out on my floor? Supposedly.
But yeah, but supposedly that
my limo is waiting outside.
Kindergarten. What do you
Kinder,
say?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Like, come on, man.
What are you talking
about? You're a
about?
Fucking adult, man.
Yeah, and I went to kindergarten.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Allegedly. Supposedly.
It's I think I do say allegedly.
Allegedly?
Allegedly.
It sounds stupid, right?
No. I mean, okay. Allegedly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's the whole, one girl reports it, and then, you know, they're thinking, you know, she making this up, and they think, you know, she making this whole story up until right. other girls start having the same fucking stories.
So I've seen where one kid says something happened and another kid says happened if they're related or they're in close
these,
proximity.
These were like different towns.
But this is like different people.
Right.
I don't know that 250,000 people separately made up the exact same story.
Well, it's not similar. But see, all I know is that I've seen it though, right? I know someone who
are you
ran
blaming
away.
The? It's not like you're blaming the victim here.
No, I'm most likely. I this is what I've learned more than anything doing this show is that I am a victim blamer.
Who told you before me?
No, I just figured it because I just realized that's where my first because there's too many victims in this world.
Well,
there's too many. There's too many for to just take them at fucking
face value.
Face value. You can't just tell me you're a victim.
Here's my thing.
You
right?
can't come to me in your victim state and go, oh.
Here's my thing, and I'm not talking about this kidnapping thing because most of the time these are young girls who are. You know, weak.
Where were you at? Okay, first off.
No, hold on a second. Let me ask this question and we all can right. go back to that, okay? So save that. We're going to come right back.
All right.
At some point, the victim has to owe some of this.
Always.
For instance.
Any situation.
Being That's why in California, you don't even call them victims. You'll call them marks.
Yeah.
So why are you allowing yourself to be a mark?
Right.
Because you have to, and sometimes you have to allow it. Now, I get the time when you walk in a store and whoever fucking come in the store next, I'm going to get their ass. Now, right. that guy, there's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
That was just your day to get some shit up on your ass. You right. know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about there's a way that when you walk in that store, nigga wasn't even going to rob nobody today. He was. Today was a good day. You know
until
what I'm saying?
Until he saw you. Was
until
like,
he saw your mark ass. Mm. He's like, look at this mark.
Oh, shit.
Look at this nigga wearing this motherfucking...
It's easy money right
it's,
here.
It's goddamn lavender plum cardigan sweater and shit that Jay Smooth.
I was gonna spend some of my own money today.
But fuck that shit. Look at this butterball mark.
Why would I? Why would I? This nigga got plenty of money.
I had to get him.
I had to get him. I'm telling you, it's just like that sometimes.
So sometimes the onus has to be shared by the mark/victim. Now, that, yeah. What were you about to say?
Because again, where were you walking at that you could get broad day, you know, fucking thrown in a trunk?
Well, if you're a little bitty girl or a little bitty woman, I can get it. You know, you can get snatched up.
I imagine Hawaii's got a lot of rural areas too, right? That are not necessarily
it's not developed.
The most populous, right?
I haven't been. Jay Smooth's been twice. You weren't paying attention, were you?
I was.
What did we ask?
Hey, I've been there twice.
No, but what were we talking about?
Hawaii.
How does nigga on the show, he's never paying attention, man.
You said asked that. Him before we people, started recording.
People complain about this part of the show, how what? He don't talk.
But what?
He just don't say shit. He don't talk, he's not part of the show.
Wait a minute, time out. Are they really complaining?
Yes.
I have to call bullshit.
People, they've said, what the fuck be happening to Jay Smooth? Why does he just disappear for 45 minutes out of the show?
I don't disappear.
Then tell us about what we just asked about.
I don't believe this.
I don't, Jay.
No, I believe the fact that you disappear. I don't believe anybody's clamoring to hear you.
They do. Hey, you
tell
know
us about
saying?
What because we were talking about Hawaii.
You said how many times have I been there?
No, we did. I told him you've been there twice. But
I've been there
I said
twice.
I said we were going to check with you because you've been there before about his question.
What's your question, Jim?
No, he already asked it. You were listening. What's the question, you were though? Here on the show, right? What were you doing? What were you doing?
I was looking up the kidnap and abduction shit. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to abduction.
Well, for what?
I was just like signs, like knowing that you're being watched and shit like that. Just
signs.
Can you do me a favor?
I was pulling some shit up for the show.
Whose topic was this?
Whose topic? It wasn't really a topic.
Well, who brought it up?
Me.
Okay, so if you're gonna bring some shit up, could you be a little bit more prepared? Jamie Mack and I didn't even know we were talking about.
Yeah, I was talking about something else though.
No, we weren't. What I'm saying is,
Me and you talking about motherfucker in the store, and somebody just talking about kidnapping a nigga with a plum yellow color goddamn shirt on,
you,
being
nigga.
A mark. You know what I'm saying? And how they weren't going to rob you at first and shit like that. No, automatically bringing the fucking
what
attention.
You're doing is you're just thinking back to the last thing you heard.
No, but I'm just saying.
Because that was way back.
It wasn't that far back. And then he asked to, he said, J Smoove has been there twice. You know what I'm saying? You had to defer that question to J Smoove.
But the important part was the question.
I didn't understand. The nigga's hot. I didn't understand what the fuck. This nigga is supposedly.
This is what I don't understand. Well, about you, be honest.
Somebody did ask this. I'm not joking.
But this is what I don't understand about you.
What?
You act like the fact that we're doing his topic better than he.
It's not a fucking topic, motherfucker.
Are we talking about it?
Yeah, but it's not a topic like that, nigga.
You stopped everything we were talking about to talk about this. Do you want me to I'm not going to rewind it. You stopped us.
I thought that was rewinded.
No, you stopped us because now you want to hear what he asked. The question he asked. No, you stopped what we were talking about because I want to tell y'all one thing. And you started into your topic. That was a topic. It wasn't one that we had in the Slack room. So Jamie Mack and I have no preparation for this.
But we're still killing it better than, you know.
Because we do this. This is the best show in the fucking podcast world. But we're not getting no help from our fucking third leg of the stool.
And then this comes. Then we go back into the Twilight Zone.
No, hold on.
No, as soon as you say that, is where we go to the Twilight Zone, where you say, "Well, there's the mad audience is saying, hey, make them talk more. Make them talk more.
So what's the question again?
No, stand by. The time for the third leg to show its worth. This motherfucker wasn't paying attention.
Remember the Twilight Zone when they had pig noses? The pig nose people?
Yeah.
And they had to wear the mask and then they took the mask off.
Irrelevant, man.
I'm just saying, the time
the nigga that thinks he's a star, first of all, second of all, is the third leg of this fucking stool.
Does he really?
He thinks he is.
I don't know about that anymore.
He thinks he is. We might as well just do this right here. You know what that is, Jay Smoove?
That's your motorcycle. Move on.
What? No. What's interesting about motorcycles?
They make a lot of noise.
How many legs does it have?
See, this is the thing.
How many legs does a motorcycle have, J Smoove?
All you gotta do.
Chef, you got the bucket seat,
nope,
nigga.
We don't have no buckets.
A trike, nigga, got
nope,
three.
No, we don't have no goddamn trike. That's gay shit.
The motorcycle just depends on what motorcycle you
ride. We ride
nigga.
Choppers, nigga. How many?
It just depends on what club you in.
How many? Heterosexual club, nigga. How many legs they got in a heterosexual club?
Nigga, three.
Two.
Nigga, three.
We don't need you if you're not gonna pay attention, man.
Three.
Third leg of the stool, nigga. So.
All you gotta do is listen to the show. And you would know exactly what that is. So it's hilarious.
What's the fucking question, nigga?
That this nigga doesn't know what that sound effect is.
I don't even ask him a question no more, honestly. There are. In Hawaii, there are those. Many of them.
Yeah.
I think that it's not very developed, so the opportunities are abundant.
Because that was going to be my first point. Was like, well, where are you just walking at that, you know, that this could happen in broad daylight that you're not worried about? But again, on a back Hawaiian road.
But that's just his friend's friend. 250,000 under 21-year-olds. I mean, I know I exaggerated the number, but we're close. A quarter of a million little girls, 21 and under, got abducted in 2018.
They just had a motherfucker last week in Atlanta. That motherfucker just got snatched a motherfucker.
That's anecdotal.
And in the broad daylight, like you say, open and throw a motherfucker in the van.
I just wonder how many of those are really runaways.
Well, what, Jay Smoove, where do you see this?
This was actually on the news.
Is it a video?
It wasn't part of the Smoove in the news. I don't understand.
Is it video? There was video footage.
I have to find one. But I heard that one. But I saw a video where a girl escaped out the car.
But see,
at
that's the problem.
Station.
See, we're always getting the tail end. What Jamie Mack, the point he was trying to make, if you didn't pay attention,
is where are they at
how
when
are
they get taken?
Not just where are they at. What are the details leading up to somebody getting kidnapped?
Right.
How hard is it to get kidnapped? How easy is it to get kidnapped?
Some motherfucker was at a store. I got to find that story.
Is it in a video?
I
do you see video or just somebody?
You can't kidnap a motherfucker out of a
no
store.
No way possible. No way possible. You can kidnap somebody in a store.
Nigga, you can talk and get motherfuckers to do whatever. You know
that's not kidnapping. That's what now.
Persuading
that's a mark, and that's what I was talking about.
Persuading them.
Don't be a fucking mark. There's a difference in because if you're a mark, you might have something to do with this.
Right. So that's like the slow gazelle.
Well, yeah. Be fast.
You're finding a weakness.
I mean, humans are more sophisticated than that. So being a slow gazelle is, you know, it's a gazelle. So gazelles aren't like, you know, man, let me do some sit ups or some squats to get these legs going, so that next time that lion comes, I'll be damned if I'm the last one. I don't think you have enough time to know, like. You know?
That's what sucks about being an animal, because you are what you are, right? Like, you just...
No, but you know what's funny? As a human, you are what you are. I've been trying to tell y'all that for 5 years.
What?
Niggas trying to be millionaires. You'll never be...
No,
stand by. Listeners.
A skinny nigga can put... Nigga, Giannis Antetokounmpo, nigga.
Yeah, what about him?
That nigga's fucking...
6'8".
But he was skinny as fuck.
Yeah, he still is.
No, you haven't seen that nigga. No, that nigga be beasted.
Keep it real. The only reason why he would knock somebody out is because he's fucking African or some shit. If he were American, 6'8", that size, even with muscles, I will fuck him up. I will fuck that skinny nigga up. Come on, man. Stop it.
Why are you hating
6'8"?
Why are you anti-America?
Anti-America?
Yeah,
no, because that nigga look like he's muscular for no reason in some places.
From Africa, yeah, you know, he might get with me.
That's
nigga
a different
from America?
Life. Yeah, man. That's a different life,
Mop that nigga.
That's a different life. If Jay Smooth were 6'8", I would fuck Jay Smooth up.
What, you gonna chop me at the legs, nigga?
No, I hit you right in your fucking grill.
But he's actually from Greece, even though he is really African.
No, that's that dumb shit. I'm tired of hearing that too.
Right.
Motherfucker, are you African or are you Greek?
See, when does it
that
stop?
That Greek freak shit, that's some shit white people made up. He doesn't claim Greece as being like his thing.
Right.
That's just his funny ass name. He be talking about he's African. That's what I heard.
No, but that's
Am
his
I wrong?
No, but that's his...
His nationality? I thought he was Greek. You see what I'm saying?
No, that is his nationality. His race is African.
One? What?
Yeah.
Race? African is not a race.
It is. It isn't?
No, it's a nationality. Like, actually, African is a continent. So where is he from in Africa?
Right. So I don't know. So whatever you are, how do you determine race in Africa then?
You can't.
What? So they don't have races in Africa?
No, that's some American shit. But they would say black. That's a race. That's his race.
So in Africa, what, they got black, white?
Yeah. They're white Africans. Absolutely. They're Arab.
So they're just African over there, just whatever.
Look, ask your bitch.
What'd you want me to ask this hoe?
Ask her, is African a race?
Where's she at? Is African a race?
Here's what I found on the web.
See, she don't even want to get into that.
Because it's not... Ask her what are the races?
What is defined as a race?
According to Diffin, race refers to a person's physical characteristics, such as bone structure and skin, hair, or eye color.
Ain't got shit to do with Africa, my nigga. You see what I'm saying? African is not a race. So his nationality, is he going to be Greek or is he going to be African?
So, okay, hold up. Ethnicity.
Okay, ethnicity.
There we go. That's the one.
Okay, define ethnicity.
I got it right here.
I won't hurt
What me. Is ethnicity?
Here's the definition of ethnicity. The fact or state of belonging to a social group that has a common national or cultural tradition.
So belonging to allows you to get away with that ethnicity.
Yep, because your nation would make you, but even though it's not.
His nationality, no, his nation wouldn't. His nationality is Greek.
But it says common national.
Okay, so then are we saying he's Greek or African? We got to pick one.
Or cultural.
You can't, if you're going to say ethnic, he's ethnically Greek. No. If you say, national.
You're right.
Make up your fucking mind. Antetokounmpo.
Right, so you're the one that said he wasn't.
He's not.
But he is.
He isn't. I would call him an African, not a Greek. I know a lot of Greeks that don't look like him. Most Greeks don't.
Man, there you go with that shit.
What?
Because everybody looks like, I mean, you can't say that motherfucker. See, I said this the other week.
How many motherfucking Africans you seen in China?
Well, we was in fucking.
How many Africans you seen in China?
When we was in fucking war, I told you.
When we was in war?
This is what I was telling you, right? That I would be able to identify fucking Americans by just looking at them. You're like, nope, can't do that. No, nigga, if you can just say ethnicity, right? Motherfucker looks like, you say you've never seen a Greek look like that.
More
so.
Than one Africa, if you're in an African war against another African country, how would you tell? Unless you're the Hutus Probably. And the Hutus.
That's different tribes, though, right?
But how do they figure it out?
Because some of them are light skinned, the other dark.
I just didn't.
Some got bones in their nose. It's probably where their bones.
No, these were more civilized places. They didn't have bones in their nose.
They have hoops around their neck. Or is that not a real African thing?
Some African tribes do, but these are people who live in cities. In Rwanda, that's a city. It's not like the bush.
Like
the outskirts, the suburban area.
What you mean, like a city, like a
Like Atlanta versus Kanye.
No. Not like Atlanta, right?
Atlanta versus motherfucking the backwoods.
Like Haiti.
Haiti, yes.
Like a Haiti city.
There are no bones and noses in Haiti.
It's like a Haiti city.
Yeah.
Okay.
But probably in the out. Well, no, it's probably not no, there. No, of course
bones
not there.
And nose in Haiti.
Not them motherfuckers there. No. But the Haiti, so motherfuckers in Haiti and in the city of Haiti, they probably wear shoes. Nigga outside well, don't wear shoes.
Haiti is not a city, so.
It's about as big as the city, it's right?
Port-au-Prince?
Yeah, they probably... Niggas in Port-au-Prince is the city, right?
How do you know that that's really a place? And how do you know that's in Haiti? You still my word for it?
No, because I know somebody that's from there.
Who?
I got a friend that's from there.
What's the name?
Henry.
Henry?
Yeah, Henry? It's Henry, yeah.
Ain't nobody named Henry from fucking French...
Port-au-Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about
see that. See how I hit that name real quick? Because I know, for real.
Just made that shit up.
No,
where you meet Henry at? Let's get into you and Henry's relationship.
In what?
It's all good. That's not. It's
you met Henry where?
Now. He's in the basement.
No.
That's what you said.
He's in the basement?
No.
That's what he said.
At the Bulldogs?
No.
Where'd you meet him?
No, it doesn't matter.
Why does it matter?
It doesn't.
There we go.
That's just different.
He wasn't ready for me to pull that.
He's so sensitive.
He wasn't ready for me to pull that.
No, we just keep on.
Who in the fuck is Henry? How come none of us know Henry?
You don't have to. You don't know everybody.
Is he your special friend?
No, I don't have fucking. I don't have fucking special friend, J-Mac. So then why you this nigga J-Mac talking about, is he your special friend?
Why are you keeping so secret then?
No, I'm just saying.
I could bring Henry on the show. I would like to meet Henry. Is he from Atlanta?
No, he's from Haiti. He's from Port-au-Prince.
I know, but he's from there. He lives out here now, right?
No, he used to. He's in California now.
So he's...
the farthest place that he could be.
No, serious.
So he lives here. So would you call him American? Was Giannis born in Greece?
I don't know.
And his family is just...
I think he grew up there, though. I think his dad migrated there.
So he's not Greek at all.
He's just probably
his last
he's
born name,
there.
But
if you live there a long time, people probably just say the last place that you live in. He's probably spent majority of his life there. That's why they probably say he's
his dad had to have been born there. You know, Africans. That's not an African name, is it?
I don't think so.
Where was Giannis Antetokounmpo's dad born?
Antetokounmpo.
According to Wikipedia, Antetokounmpo was born in Athens, Greece, on December 6, 1994. The son of immigrants from Nigeria.
So he's...
Hold on, wait a minute. So they were both immigrants from Nigeria?
So yeah, both his mom and dad are
So then
immigrants.
How'd they get that name? They made that bullshit up.
When you go to a new country, you could do that, right? You could just
become
whoever.
So he's Nigerian.
Whoever.
He's one of them shady motherfuckers.
You remember Scarface? That wasn't really his name.
Really? His name wasn't really Scarface?
Niggas get to pick names when they come over.
I'm thinking of The Godfather. That was... Remember who he came over? He got... They gave him his city's last name.
Right.
But yeah, that wasn't, you know, they just making up shit when you coming over. We don't know. Yeah. That would be nice, man.
Yeah.
Just to start over, just to just make up some shit. I had a job they let us do that one time. It was one of the funnest jobs.
You had to make up your name?
You got to make up your name.
Why?
Because that was how it worked, right? Like whatever call center had a last name. So say we were in Austin, Texas. The Austin call center's last name was Jackson. So I could make up whatever the first name I want and my last name would be Jackson. So then if someone said, yeah, I talked to Curtis Jackson, they would know. It was Curtis in Austin, right? And they look up who was Curtis in Austin. Oh,
because Jackson Mack. Is the call center.
Right. Yeah. That's and Jamie Mack.
You couldn't give out your real, because y'all were probably stealing things from people.
No.
You're probably sending people with like fake cards.
But the funny thing about it is, no, it was a legitimate company.
Sure.
No, for real, it was a bank.
Yeah, sure. Banks are legitimate,
so,
right?
Right. So,
fucking
I mean,
crooks.
But it was so cool because doing that,
yeah,
you could really get into a role and motherfuckers yelling at you and calling you the wrong name.
Right.
It's pretty funny. You know what I mean? Because the only reason why you get mad at that shit in real life is because right. They say your name or they.
But if it's not you.
If they're like, fucking Steven, you're fucking jerk, Steven. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, Steve, that nigga is a jerk.
Steven is a motherfucking asshole. That's right. Why he come to work pissed off.
So yeah, he's Nigerian.
Yeah, definitely. But he was born in Greece, so fuck all that.
Well, he's Greek then.
Yeah.
So that means...
He was born there. So, I mean, if you're born in America, it doesn't matter if your fucking family had to crawl under a fence to get here, nigga, you're fucking American.
What about your parents, though?
That's what I'm saying. If your parents had to fucking crawl under...
Then they're American?
The baby is.
But what about them?
No. You still...
You got
to
go back?
Yeah, you still got some explaining to do, Lucy. You still illegal, nigga. You still wanted for crime.
So how do we get here?
We didn't climb under the fence. I know that.
No. I mean, how do we get to this conversation?
Boats.
No, you were born here, I think. I think you're. No,
I was definitely.
And Jay Smooth, did remember? Okay.
I saw my birth certificate just yesterday.
Did you listen back to the last week's shows?
Yeah.
Did you hear when Jay Smooth said his grandmother said they were slaves?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about that?
I believe it. I told
Why?
You.
Why?
Just because? Not, no, no. I told you.
Because you won't disrespect his grandmother?
His great-granny, though, right?
No, his great-grandmother's not who said it. His grandmother said it.
I know, but she know, though, right?
But how many times have you known something and said something completely different? They call that a lie sometimes. I mean, how boring would it be if they were not slaves? You know what I'm saying? How boring would that be if they were just regular niggas? You know, how uneventful would that story be?
It's not,
how many times did your grandparents, how many times did your grandfather tell you a story?
I know what you're doing.
What?
You know what, at in my core, I'm a victim blamer. And so here we go. I think you might be onto something.
Come on, man.
It's
of
like
course
this.
She said they were slaves.
It's
of course.
Like, if we weren't slaves, why are we still here, right?
Who are we?
If we weren't disadvantaged to the right. point, if we didn't have such a... you know, non-head start, why would we still be in the
set? It's the reason why Colin Kaepernick will never go back in the NFL.
Why are we still eating
If he's
balls?
Not complaining, who the fuck is he?
Why are we
He's
still-
not a starting quarterback. He's not even a backup quarterback. If he's not complaining, who is Colin Kaepernick?
Why do we eat chitlins and it ain't Thanksgiving?
Why do we stay in Mississippi? You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I don't... You know how many lies my grandmother told in the form of stories? Quote-unquote stories.
Why are we still eating possum? Nobody else in America eats possum.
So my grandma was lying?
I don't know that she was lying. I'm just saying that I know how often grandparents embellish things to make things... Because, I mean, how boring is it to be just a normal fucking Mississippi nigga?
Remember the typical story was we used to walk to school, you know, in the snow.
Uphill both ways.
Uphill both ways. Right. You know, I mean, we just...
Lies. Fucking lies. So
instead of in the sip, because there ain't no hills.
So
right?
all the segregation and all the shit my family went through, all that shit, it's all lies too.
It's very fun. It's a fun story.
No. Segregation
happened.
Yeah, no. Right.
I just don't know that it happened to you.
A lot of niggas got fucked up in the 50s and 60s and shit. You know what I mean?
Everybody in Mississippi is not descendant of slaves. You agree or disagree?
That would be highest population though, right?
Let him answer the question, sir. I know you're his attorney. Every nigga in Mississippi is not a descendant of a slave. Yes or no?
I don't know. They could be. Majority of them.
That's not
are.
What I said.
Majority
I said
of them are.
Every.
Majority of them. I can't say every because I don't know the number on every. But
I don't even think a majority.
I say majority of them
I don't think
probably
majority.
Were descendants of slaves.
I think there's some. It's
I know
half
how you
and
can
half.
Tell.
How?
If you eat coon, you probably
Have you
get.
Ever eaten a raccoon?
No.
No. Has your mom or dad ever eaten a raccoon?
My family has. My uncles have.
You see? How do you know this?
Because they hunt.
Yeah. Okay, but how do you know it?
Because they've told me.
See? They just embellish stories all around. Nobody eats fucking raccoons.
Nobody's eating coon.
Okay.
Nobody's eating from the slave. If you know about them little pus packs that you got to get out the coon to make it eat right, then you know what you're doing.
Yeah. I'm not saying that his grandmother's lying, because I mean, that's wrong. People are so afraid to call a grandma a liar. I'm not afraid to call one, but I don't know that she's telling the truth or that she's lying. I'm just saying it'd be a pretty fucking boring story if it's in front of the fire story time, and all she got to talk about is the time when her privileged parents, you know what I'm saying, carted her to the nice school across town. You know what I'm saying? That'd be a boring. It's much more exciting to talk about a bombed church or, you know, we were beaten just for waking up. Like, we got beat soon as we woke up and beat till we went to sleep. That's more exciting.
I feel like it's this way. When it's hard to prop a little kid up and say, hey, you could be anything, right? Like, you could go on and do big things in this world, right?
If you come from mediocrity?
Right. No. If you didn't, like look where... I know you see where we're at.
Right.
But where we started was slavery.
Right.
So this is...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
This
mediocrity.
Is advancement. This is advancement, right? This is deep. So you could go on and do anything. If we could come from slaves to doing this, you could do anything, right?
Right.
But if we was not ever slaves,
you might have took a few steps back.
It's probably hard to pitch that to the kid. And he like...
Yeah, if you're lower now than where your family was, but your descendants were, then, you know, how do you make that kid excited?
You went from sharecroppers to nothing.
Right. How do you excite
that? To Walmart.
So my other grandma, she made up the story saying they had the first black-owned store in Mississippi, too, in Jackson.
Absolutely. Y'all didn't own the first store? Come on, J-Man.
His family owned the first black store in Jackson.
Why aren't they sitting on the top of a hill somewhere?
No, there's fucking something about them.
What?
No, there has to be.
Why?
The first, they're in the history books.
Look it up. Get that online.
That's what I'm about to say. There, you can't be the first black.
And not be anywhere on the internet.
Nah.
She's in a museum in Jackson.
She's She's in the museum?
I got a full page article about the first black woman to sell weed in fucking Sacramento County.
Jamie Mack has a picture of himself as a kid in Speedos. You telling me we can't have one story about your great, what is it? How many greats?
I heard that picture's out on the fucking dark web. Being trafficked.
Hey, look, his family was the first black store. What kind of store?
Country. General.
What kind of store?
Like his education.
You can't do two things at once, man.
It was a convenience store, like.
Oh, so she had the first black bodega. Did they sell drugs too?
No.
Come on, man. You're telling me the first store got out with anybody who's the first ill-gotten gains. The only way they got there was ill-gotten gains.
Oh, I thought you was talking about like the real drugs, like they used to take like fucking morphine and coke and all that shit.
You
like
telling me that somebody rose above all the regular ass people and they did it legally, the right way? Get the fuck out of here, man.
That's some Lance Armstrong
ill-gotten
shit.
Ill-gotten gains. That's how you start some shit off. Ill-gotten gains. The Kennedys, the Rockefeller, all of them, that's all ill-gotten gains.
But that's like when Lance Armstrong saying he was beating everybody in a fucking dope field.
Right.
Clean.
Jay Smooth, what was your family into that got you the first black store in Mississippi? The whole state? Or in Jackson?
Or just Jackson.
Jackson or Mississippi?
But Jackson's like the shit though, right?
Jackson's a pretty big city compared to the other cities in Mississippi.
Right.
You can't find anything? In the worldwide fucking web, you can't find one?
I'm trying to find something, my nigga.
You can't even find a badly sourced article? Nothing? You do know their names, don't you?
Call a family member.
Call a lifeline, my nigga. This is what I'm talking about, lies, man. You cannot just keep letting these lies pass, man.
No,
you're supposed to be the beacon of truth.
Listen.
I talked to O-Dub today. He was going to come on the show.
I had a feeling.
No. Here's what he said. He said, I was just calling to say what's up because I was riding by near where he used to live or where I thought he might.
Right. He could be sometime.
Right. So I called him. Excuse me. He calls me back and he says, hey, what's up, B? Again, I'm over here where you used to live at. I was like, man, he's like, what street you on? Like, such and such. He's like, man, I'm right behind you, man. I'm at such and such, another street over, right? So he's like, so what y'all doing tonight? I'm like, you know, we doing the show. He's like, right. Oh, man, I can't do it. I can't be there.
Why, yes, he's
right. He asked me what we doing tonight. I'm like, oh, you know, we doing the show. Oh, I can't be there, man. He's like, what time y'all doing it? Like, what, 8:30 or something? I can't, I can't even do it. I can't come, man. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I'm leaving out of town. He's like, what time you get off work? I said, 4. He's like, I'm leaving. I got to be in Athens at 5. I'm going in there coming right back. I'm like, what, you got a show? Like, no, just going to talk about some shows we got lined up. But yeah, man, I was going to say, you know, I got to be down there at 5. I'll try to come right back and get on the show, but I can't do it. I don't want to promise that and then not show up.
Of course.
So it's just more of the same, man. Like, remember when I said Jay Smooth and O-Dub were a lot alike?
Oh, yeah. O-Dub didn't like that. That shit was fucking hilarious. But he used to get really upset. Like, no, for real. All you have to do is reference how him and Smooth were alike. But I can understand. That would piss me off, too.
Why? But if it's true?
No. He don't say that. It's like, even if it's true, that makes it more upsetting.
Okay, so out of a scale of 1 to 10, how alike would you say that he and Smooth are?
10.
No, they're not 10.
Okay,
It's between 8 and 9. Though.
No, I just was hoping he was listening and just wanted to piss him off. No, 10 is extreme.
Yeah.
But 8, I definitely
can't. Yeah, between 8 and 9, though. Yeah. Seriously, they're a lot alike.
You found something, Jay Smooth? You over there smiling?
No, because I'm looking it up.
You got to get some microfiche. How are we going to find this, Mac? I don't believe it. This is my problem. See, and he feels like
I bet I could find it.
No, you can't. Because it's not real. The first black store in Jackson, Mississippi.
What was the first black general store in Jackson, Mississippi?
All right, Save a Lot around Jackson.
Nope. It was your grandma almost Save a Lot.
Is her name Dorothy Save a Lot? Save a Los? Come on, man. You just made this shit up, man. This is what I'm talking about, Mac. You let him get away with this shit.
Listen.
You used to never let O-Dub get away with nothing. Now because it's my Jay Smooth, you acting up.
I have to, man, because I
you let him just get away with anything.
No, I'm just trying to see.
But he's my Jay Smooth, and I'm always trying to call him on it.
That's because you have to. I want you to see the error of your ways.
I call your Jay Smooth. I mean, your French Reggie out.
No, my French Reggie is just young. He's fucking, that's the only
thing. Here's the thing. You're always calling me an enabler, right? I'm trying to bring the truth to light, and you're just like letting the shit slide by. From now on, I'm not gonna say shit when he tells a lie.
It can't. No, that's your job.
From now on, when he tells
you
a lie,
you brought this motherfucker to the party.
I didn't.
But he
showed up the same time to both of us. Neither one of us knew he was coming. Here's the thing, right? From now on, I'm gonna support every lie he tells.
Nope.
You're never gonna know. I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, I remember that. I'm gonna be a more enabler now. I'm gonna be more of an enabler now. Just
don't
because,
do that.
No,
man.
Fuck it. No,
you're not helping him.
Smooth, you're right, man. You don't stop looking. Help yourself. Come back to the show, man. Did you know, J Mac? Did you know that Smooth's great grandmother?
Oh, so you're a truther.
They had the first.
So you're gonna be a truther too. Now,
hold on, seriously, this is real shit. This is real spill. They had the first black store in Jackson, Mississippi. Did you know that?
How'd you know that?
It's been documented, man. I had it, but I lost it. What are y'all looking at? Stop looking.
I'm looking for porn.
No, come back to the show.
I am.
There's no reason to look at the Philadelphia score. They suck.
No, I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
So it's all about the Lakers right now.
Okay.
Ooh, say sorry. That's right.
What you want me to say?
I mean, what can you say?
What do you want me
to say? At 21-3, that's not going to be anything that I'm going to object to.
What do you want me to say?
Whatever you say about us at 21-3, I'm probably going to agree.
Are they going to beat the Warriors? Record?
No, that's not for us. We don't want none of that.
You're saying that safely, but I bet if we get close end of the season.
We don't want none of that. That's more pressure. That's a headache you don't really want.
Yeah.
You don't want that. You see what happened to the Warriors when
they're just ass.
But they didn't.
I never liked them.
They didn't get the chip, and
why is the score so fucking high now?
I don't know, man. It's crazy.
I saw a game like 150-130 the other night. What is
in regulation?
Play some fucking defense.
I saw 158, 159, 158.
Shoot.
Play some fucking defense.
How many
defense?
Threes was it? I wonder.
A lot, but that's not why. That's not the only reason why. It can't just be threes. I think they changed
the
shot.
Is that the high score? What's the most points scored?
In the past 2 years, though, the past 2 years have gotten ridiculous. It's been growing a little bit every few months. To now, like I said, I saw a game. It was 150-130 some other night. I think it has to do with the fact that people are shooting a lot of threes, but also they changed the shot clock. Did you know that?
To what?
So now the shot clock is 24 seconds, but if you get an offensive rebound, it resets to 14 seconds. So that means you have less time to set up.
We'll go back to 24, and you could go back and start chilling again.
So there's that, and then there's a lot more fouls being called.
You know, they don't have a 10-second rule. It's an 8-second rule now, too.
Right, 8-second rule.
To get across half court.
And they're calling a lot of fouls.
Oh, so what they're trying to do is make the game a lot faster.
But they are. They speed it up. There's more possessions.
Well, no, free throws is slower.
But there's still more possessions, though.
There are more possessions.
Yeah.
But they're shooting a lot of free throws now because they're doing a lot more fouls, off-ball fouls. And after a while, you go into the bonus, so they're shooting a lot of free throws. Did y'all see that fan that screamed at Harden?
Yeah. That nigga said, we don't want to see a free throw contest.
Like, well, tell him to stop fouling it. He said a cuss word, though.
And nobody wants some motherfucking fouls either.
Right.
But that's the thing, though. Harden, I wouldn't.
Did you know that Jay Smooth's uncle was one of the first black people in the NBA? He integrated the NBA.
This is what we're doing?
Serious. He integrated the NBA.
Hey, so your girl Izzo, what's that big chick name that be dancing in the videos and shit? Lizzo. She about to shoot a shot with LeBron, though, when he was over by taking the ball.
He's married. That's stupid.
Yeah, she was going to take a shot.
Is this part of your news segment?
What that mean?
Is this part of Smooth in the News?
You know who already has shot their shot at LeBron?
Who?
Rihanna.
What did he say? No?
He's married, nigga. What's he supposed to say?
So married people don't cheat?
No, they don't. The majority of married people do not cheat, nigga.
It's a lot of motherfuckers in the news. Hey, from L.A., goddamn Kobe Bryant did.
Did he?
Yeah, when he got caught, you know.
But did you know that?
Did I know what?
That he was cheating? Yeah.
I didn't know until he got caught.
But you knew, though, right?
Yeah.
Do you think he really knew or he just...
No, I knew. That motherfucker...
You don't think I could have convinced him he didn't cheat?
That motherfucking...
No, that was nationwide.
That big-ass ring he had bought the wife. Nigga, she'd rather get that shit back.
Okay, hold up. Maybe. Let me check my witness.
That's what I'm saying.
That was back in the fucking...
Oh, no, when it was back in. What do you know?
He was
in
Colorado or somewhere when he fucked the bitch?
What? And what happened in Colorado?
I can't even remember the whole story and shit, but I know it was something like that when he fucked the whole, what? I forget where it was.
Well, how would anybody know that he fucked this chick? Was there a camera? Video?
I can't remember, but it was all on the fucking
news. Why would it be on the news? Why would it be on the news?
Because the nigga had just motherfucking proposed. He had just proposed or just married his wife or something like that.
On TMZ?
Some shit. No, TMZ wasn't even out back then.
You see what I'm saying?
It was on the news because he had just married his wife and then he was fucking some other chick.
I can't remember shit, but it was all over.
You see what I'm saying?
So, to be honest, you know goddamn well I knew that shit back way back when.
You don't even know why he's on the news.
Hey, the nigga was on, what he... Huh? Who's the shit?
What?
He didn't get the girl pregnant.
No, because he's Kobe, right? That's why. He's number eight. He had
no, he didn't get her pregnant because of the... Why didn't he get her pregnant?
She was white.
That's why, because white people don't have babies.
So, he got on the front page news because he's white, because she's white.
Wasn't she white or something like that?
He just bought his wife a ring and he just proposed.
She wasn't pregnant.
This guy, I tell you,
I forgot the shit, though. You know, come on.
The most important part, he doesn't know.
No, you definitely could have, because he has no, he's not really.
What was the shit, J Mac? What happened?
The chick accused him of rape.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Duh. I was talking about all the other parts of the whole situation.
Hey, Tiger Woods cheated. Didn't he cheat? Didn't Tiger Woods cheat?
Yeah, he
was married.
He wanted to drop the mic on that one.
Did Magic Johnson cheat?
You do know that that Jay Smooth's third cousin was the first person to rape a woman in Jackson.
Didn't your boy Lamar Odom cheat? He was married, wasn't he?
What are we talking about?
Talking about all married motherfuckers that married people don't cheat. Nigga, they do.
Are we talking about celebrities or people?
Nigga, they're people.
No, celebrities. Yeah,
but fuck, take that Lamar Odom don't play no more basketball. That nigga was a cheater.
Jamie Mack wouldn't be faithful if he was a celebrity.
That's not true.
I totally believe you would, Jamie Mack.
I know I would be.
Yeah. It'd be understood that it's okay to get some pussy. Now that's different.
If I was a celebrity, I would have zero reason to cheat.
If Jamie Mack were Magic Johnson, he would definitely fuck road pussy.
No,
I think you said on one of our earlier shows.
No, and you
I
think though, but you hey, don't
because y'all wife said it's okay for you to get some pussy on the road.
My wife never said that.
I said it'd be okay if my wife got road dick if she was Nicki Minaj level.
See, yeah,
star.
And I'm still not aboard with that. None of that. I'm fucking. What was her name?
The last chick you cheated with?
No. Oh. What's his name? Not Mike Bibby, but what's the nigga from the Kings, the other light-skinned nigga?
Doug Christie?
Yeah, I'm fucking Jackie Christie in this bitch.
Oh, okay.
Because you know how she did.
Right. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, she was on. She went to all the road games.
Oh, that's right. Right. Yeah, she rode the road.
Yeah, she. There
get
was
a the, job, bitch.
Nah, what do I need a job for? My husband playing the NBA.
Fuck that shit. This my... Now
road
we got
trip.
$23.12 million.
Baby, don't. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to go to Atlanta. This is gonna be so fun.
Right.
Like, remember that one restaurant we went to last time? Like,
fuck that.
Like, you don't want to hang out with your boys.
I would get an argument every road right before every road game.
What would you want to go on a road trip and hang out with a bunch of single guys? What do you have in common with a bunch of single guys?
No, that's true. Honestly, I wouldn't want to.
So that's why I'm coming with, babe.
Yeah, I would definitely let that happen because I don't want to go fucking hang out with no 20-year-olds at clubs and shit.
I mean, Christie let it happen. Doug Christie
let that
shit happen.
I wonder how much money he had in his bank account because of that. He probably had way more. I mean, you know, because you think women are expensive, right?
Right.
But your wife is not as expensive as that bitch you trying to trick off on.
That's true.
He probably has a ton of money in the bank. I promise. Because, you know, after a while, how many times can you buy your wife something before she's like, you know what, this time when we go to Atlanta, we don't need to do this. We've already done that. Let's just, you know, have a quiet night in the hotel.
Would you have given him shit as a teammate?
Absolutely. If I were single, he wasn't?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'd be bringing pussy everywhere just you know what I'm saying, just because. I wouldn't even really want him to cheat. I just want to see him squirm, like how he do Smooth when we ask him.
Or no, like Smooth try to do with you, try to fucking talk all that shit.
No, that's stupid. There's no way I'm cheating on my wife for something Smooth does. No way possible. This is so
sticks and seeds. So stems and seeds
so
and shit.
The sale is that I get to be like him. Like he's gonna convince me, hey man, this shit is great, man. Look at me. I get to be like him. There's no way Smooth could ever convince me to cheat on my wife, ever.
I wouldn't try to convince you to cheat on your wife. I don't try to convince none of you motherfuckers. If that's on y'all, because I don't need that. I don't need that.
On your conscience?
On my conscience, no, because that's what I've always said. And I don't need no motherfucker to convince me to do shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't fall to peer pressure.
Well, can we get back to your topic, Smooth?
All right, what's the topic?
No, it's your topic.
Oh, my goodness.
Bring us back, man. Where did we miss?
Oh, man, we went way the fuck off.
So what,
shit,
man? Bring it back, man. Be a professional. Be a professional.
Well, hey, it's just, hey, if you motherfuckers out there.
No, y'all never mind.
Okay, cool. That's
so,
what I'm.
So look, Mac, I guess it's on us still. I guess it's on us, Mac.
It is. The motorcycle shit. I knew that's all you wanted to fucking do is play that bullshit ass motorcycle shit.
It's on us, Mac.
That's what's up. FCC's right there, baby.
Hey.
Ooh.
You can always tell when a nigga got a new toy and shit. Nigga wanted to do the sound effects and shit. He got that shit from them sound effects from one of them ragged ass other nigga shows. Who was that?
So look, Mac, what were we talking about the kidnap chicks, man?
I was just trying to just say that. You know, I see the fucking
Is it really an epidemic?
I see the wall of kids, right? Right. Fucking leaving Walmart all the time.
Right.
And they're always young people. There's usually, you know, if they are older, it's that, you know, enhanced shit where they right. made them older and shit like that. But they've all been abducted as young people.
Here's my question. Growing up, how many milk cartons did you see?
Oh, fucking shit ton.
At what point do you like, you know what? Well, let's stop getting kidnapped.
I don't think that I guess, as a kid, ever worried about that because I didn't.
You were bad as fuck.
Yeah. Nobody want me. You don't want me. You fucking seen Problem Child?
Yeah.
You fucking hand me off to fucking Arab nigga think he finna get fucking American.
Here's a real question. If somebody wanted to kidnap you, is there a way to stop them? Honestly, if they really wanted to kidnap you, is there a way to stop them? Now, no. I'm not talking about is there a way to better your chances.
Right.
By no. not, like not walking down an alley by yourself. Not,
or scream or...
You know, or not carrying some type of alarm or pepper spray or something on you. There are ways, obviously, to limit your chances or to lower your probability. But if somebody wanted to kidnap you, is there a way to stop them?
If they really wanted you, I don't think it's a way to... They're going to get your ass if they really wanted you.
So then, is this one of those things we just like...
I think the thing is that people just have to be more aware. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people have gotten to the point where they just get so caught up in their day to day and they don't pay attention to fucking surroundings or they get careless.
Okay, you're not paying attention to your surroundings. Whether you're paying attention or not to your surroundings, what I'm saying is if a motherfucker wanted to kidnap you, you are kidnapped.
That's remember we were talking about those fucking new AirPods that allow you to hear,
right?
You know what I mean? What's going on around you,
right?
Maybe this is what that's about because it didn't make fucking sense to me that I would need fucking AirPods to hear what I could hear without AirPods. What the fuck? But maybe this is what it because you know how sometimes you got headphones in and it's just kind of blocks everything else.
And the only reason you got kidnapped is because they got close enough to you?
I mean, easily. I mean, like, you could get ran up on if you're not, you know, you got the fucking Walkman.
So as a man.
Right.
Your size, your age, your athletic ability.
Right.
Because from what I've heard, you're pretty athletic.
Very.
Okay. So an 11-year-old, 11th grade girl, she's getting away from you even if she knows you're coming? Fuck no. There's no way an 11th grade girl is going to, unless this motherfucker is the track team captain, she's not getting away from me if I want to get her.
Right.
It don't matter if she got a head start or not.
What if she had a knife?
Okay.
Because I give my daughter,
Does she carry the motherfucker unlocked and open?
No.
But then because she have to be able to get to it.
Do you know how fucking hard I would hit the other side of your, not your daughter, but.
I didn't do it.
A cranium.
You know what I'm saying? She's get the knife side. I'm going to hit the other side so fucking hard. She's letting go of that knife. She's not sure if she really wants to use the motherfucker anyway.
But first of all, she got to dig in that fat ass book bag, you know what I'm saying? Right. And just try to find it. Is it in a little pocket
well,
side?
He's saying that she had time. Right. Like if she was aware, she could be prepared for that. But what I'm saying is, do you know how hard I would hit her from the other side of her head? She would drop that fucking knife and maybe she would get a cut off, but probably not. Because you got to think about it. Is an 11th grader going to want to stab somebody? They're not going to want to. No. They may feel like they have to, but you got to be ready.
I just like, what kind of business is this?
I'm sure it's very lucrative for they be snatching motherfuckers like this and just, nigga, this is bigger than the drug business.
I don't know that there is a defense for this other than you personally walking your kid to and from school, you personally going with your kid to and from the store. You personally doing all these things.
Well,
and then what happens when she gets 19 or when she gets 21 or when she gets 25 or when she gets...
You gotta be strapped too, right?
Who, because the girl?
You. As if you're going to walk them to and from school because if they want to kidnap your kid, they could...
They're probably not going to... They would just see a man and not assume he's assaulted Jay Smooth. Right. They would think he probably has some ability to defend himself or his daughter.
And it's another goddamn story. Somebody just told me this morning, a friend of theirs got robbed at the bus stop. I'm just saying, because you was talking about being able to be strapped when you walk in your kids. That's what made me bring that up. But motherfucker was at the bus stop. Motherfuckers got robbed. What, you know what I'm saying?
Like
dropping
Metro?
Their kids off. Metro Atlanta.
Metro, like Metro bus. Like
School bus. The kids get on school. Motherfuckers done pulled up after the kids get on school bus and robbed them at gunpoint.
Robbed who? The parent?
The parent.
Robbed them of what?
Like the jewelry or whatever the fuck they had, phones, all that shit.
Here we go. And this is, This happened.
Don't do it, be honest.
I heard it too.
Be honest, don't do it.
I heard the story. Yeah, it's real.
Why you make me work this hard?
Jay Smooth tell a real story
I need your help.
No, that's a real story. That shit happened.
This is not even hard, though.
Yeah, fuck y'all motherfuckers, man.
No, that shit really happened.
You lived it. You lived in Atlanta.
Think about how much money people always carry to the bus stop when they're dropping their kids off.
Forget that.
Everybody robs people at bus stops, man. This happened. This shit really happened.
You know, listen.
If I were trying to rob somebody, where would the first place I'd go? Bus stop. After motherfucking drop his kids off. Because everybody brings loads of cash to a bus stop.
He's probably on his way
to
work.
First thing in your morning, 5 a.m., you're going to put all your jewelry on. You're going to get your Apple Watch. You have your phone and probably at least $2,000 or $3,000 in cash.
Maybe hit the ATM. Right. Maybe hit the ATM on the way.
Yes. This shit happens, dude, man. This story is real.
I can see that. And it's dark, right? Like, because, you know, the bus. Yeah. Like,
perfect fucking time.
Ever since I've been out here, the bus, my kids have not gotten or left to the bus before 7 o'clock.
Okay.
I mean, after 7, I should say. It's always been before, it's in the 6 in the wee hours of the morning.
And this is what I'm saying. No, not the wee hours. It's 7 in the morning. This is
before 7. It's still dark.
But this is later than the motherfuckers who be out all night are up. They're already asleep. They went to sleep by 6 o'clock. So when is the perfect time for a robbery to happen? When all the robbers are out. You know when? Bus stop time, 7 a.m., 6 a.m. That's when all the robbers are out. You know what I'm saying? They got good night's sleep the night before. They took a
shower.
Right
before they work out.
If you're lucky.
This is their workout.
And if you're real brazen, you can lick the whole bus.
Yeah.
Get all day lunch money.
Fuck them kids.
All day lunch money.
I'm gonna be rich. I'm going to be a millionaire. 75 cents at a time, goddamn. I'll be back tomorrow. Same time tomorrow, bitches.
I'll bet you'll sell peanut butter and jelly sandwich still.
Reselling these fucking algebra books.
You got another algebra book, huh? This motherfucker clean, huh? I'm telling you, man, it's perfect. That story is real. What Jay Smooth just said is a real story. It's your fault.
You know what?
What?
Just like I don't know why Scarface is coming up tonight, but like when he said, Tony, I like you because there's no lie in you. Right. When he first met fucking the main dude in Columbia.
That's how I feel about Jay Smooth.
No, but just the opposite.
No, I feel like
there's no truth in this thing.
300 bitches, yes. Yes, 310 probably now, probably.
You're just
Where we at, Smooth? 300
beat down, huh? Just giving up.
No, it's your fault.
No.
No, I'm just saying that I'm always having to, you're just letting this shit slide. I gotta always call him. No. Jay Smooth, what number are we at?
I don't even know.
Oh, more than 300 by now.
Come on. We started.
Are we at 350?
We started 5 years ago at 300. Nope. At that rate, he's got at least be 375.
500? We doing 5? So, no. I think it's 5. That's what you said? I believe it.
Look at you.
He since we started the show, he's started going to Swinger Club.
Yep.
So that multiplies your shit. Right? When he's like him,
when did you start having sex?
Oh,
what year? I mean, age?
You got your calculator?
What age?
You going to let him say calculator, though?
Yes, that's how you say it.
Calculator.
Calculator. That's how you say it.
It is not calculator.
That's the truth. That's a truth statement. Calculator. When did you start having sex?
I don't even know.
You see, he can't even tell the truth.
Because you pull your calculator out.
Why does that matter?
Because I'm not going into this shit no more. We've already done it.
How many years you been fucking?
He's you know, it's over 20. Check me.
Can we say 25?
25 years.
Fact check him.
That's only 20 bitches a year. You know he's fucking more than 20 times a year. Come on, man. Definitely he's got 500. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
True statement. I'm that's what I'm talking about.
See, well, you know I'm not that. When you put it like that, you know what I mean? Like,
you know he's definitely fucked 20 bitches a year. Come on.
He probably fucked 20 bitches at his job this year.
Probably.
No, I don't fuck bitches at my job.
No more?
Ever.
All the bitches he fucks are not.
Wait a minute.
Job.
Come on. You ain't never fucked work pussy?
No. Tell the truth, Jay Smooth.
Out of the 300, how many would you say out of the 300 is work pussy?
I don't really fuck at my job.
He doesn't really fuck at his job. That's a true statement.
Man, she's so full of shit. Man, she's so full of shit.
So you're telling me out of the 300?
Robert Giuliani ass.
Rudy. It's Rudy. Rudy.
Robert Rudy. Ain't Rudy short for Robert?
No. Rudolph.
Oh, Rudolph. Okay.
No. Why would Robert Rudy be short for Robert?
It's Who cares? Bill. Why is Bill short for William? It doesn't always matter. Dick short for Richard?
Come on, man. Come on, baby. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's real. He doesn't fuck bitches at his job. That's not what he does. True statement.
I don't know. I think he's got to get layup pussy and work his layup pussy.
No. There are no stems or seeds at his job.
Oh. Only motherfucking prime endo?
No sticks, no stems, no seeds.
Fucking Jay Smooth, man. But listen.
Hey, can we have, okay, so I guess the kidnapping one is done.
Yeah.
Bitches, don't get kidnapped. Jay Smooth, Smooth in the News?
Smooth in the News. Okay. Hey, yeah, moving right on along. Your boy Smooth in the News.
Yes.
Hey, do you guys think the military is learning from training these motherfuckers from Saudi Arabia and these foreign motherfuckers?
Is this a topic or a news?
It doesn't news. Sound like news.
It's man. News. A news. I'm just asking you a question.
Okay. I'm going to go with it.
The headline's a question.
And the reason why I was asking that.
No. Ask the question again. I forgot. Okay.
Do you think
our military is learning from some of the past incidents that have happened with training some of the foreigners, like motherfuckers from Saudi Arabia and shit like that, because we've had some of the motherfuckers do some damage on our bases, you know, in the past. So
I'm going to stick with
the news. In the news, right, we had a Saudi man at a Pensacola naval base reportedly recorded the deadly shooting from outside the building. You know, they had a shooting where he had killed, where he was shot. You know what I'm saying? But he had wounded several.
Let's be clear. Be honest, is not laughing at the fact that this dude killed some people at a naval base. That's very tragic. And we all feel that way. What he's laughing about the cough up a lung about is you, Jason.
Yes, I'm laughing at him. How in the fuck is this one lone gunman from Saudi who just happens to be from Saudi Arabia?
But we've had in the past where motherfuckers have gotten out. We've personally trained motherfuckers where the people I think that did the 9/11 shit, right? The 9/11 shit.
Al-Qaeda.
We train them motherfuckers to fly on planes, right?
Al-Qaeda, nigga, yes. Al-Qaeda.
No, we didn't train them to fly planes. What are you talking about?
We trained some motherfuckers that just recently, not too long ago, did some shit where they fucked up some motherfuckers on the base as well.
What is this guy talking about? What?
Something about something.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is true. You're right. It did happen.
See?
No, fuck it.
No.
You were letting this shit slide.
Be honest.
Didn't
we have a situation where our military did train some of these foreign motherfuckers and they wind up
all the time
doing shit back to us?
Jamie Mack, if you don't call bullshit on the fact that he said, hey, do you think America has learned from training fucking foreign soldiers and then jumped all into Pensacola, Florida?
Because what I was saying
Jamie
was
Mack,
because
you better call it
Oliver North.
You better call it Jamie Mack. You better call it.
What was that? Osama?
If you let this nigga,
isn't this exactly what happened with Osama?
You're telling me that one fucking Saudi Arabian man in Pensacola, Florida, got trained in ISIS before he was ISIS
He was one of like 3,000.
So where did he get trained, Smooth? This guy, this Saudi Arabian in Pensacola. Where did he get trained?
At the Naval Air Station.
So he was in the military?
Yeah.
He was in our military?
He was being trained by our military, yeah.
Was he in our military or was he being trained?
He was being trained by ours. He's a Royal.
He's like a foreign
Royal,
exchange.
Saudi Air Force second lieutenant.
Okay, so he's being trained by what? How, in what way? What do you mean? He's in a class or he's being trained?
Being trained in a class. So doing some shit over there. They didn't so go
he
into was in, detail.
So he came here for 2 weeks of 2 weeks school.
No, he's been here for years.
They didn't say 2 weeks school.
How long was he here?
He's been a part of this for years.
Part of what?
This program.
What program?
The train
you to kill us program?
No, that's not the program. But the Saudi, you know, foreign exchange type, you know, we'll train you shit. So listen, there's like, I know more about this story than him. There's like thousands of people that go through this, right? Uh-huh. And this is over years.
We're training them combat or we're training them on like
all kinds of combat?
Radio? No, not combat. Man, see, you better call it.
I honestly don't know.
This guy's being trained to be a SEAL. We're training to be a SEAL.
No, that kind of shit.
So can you please call this nigga on this shit?
Yeah, he was in a classroom.
Classroom for like some regular smart shit, right?
Right.
Nothing to do with weapons training. He wasn't being trained to use an AK and then he shot an AK at us.
He did have a field issued weapon.
Okay.
But he didn't use it. That's not what he
issued it to him?
That I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? What are we talking about here?
What did you say? Are we learning our lesson? Let me rephrase that.
I think we're gonna keep training these motherfuckers, but you know, I was just, you know, because you know,
why wouldn't we not? Why would we stop?
And they're saying that we do it for the relationship purpose. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's why we, you know, do have these special programs where, you know, in this case right here, we have the Saudi motherfuckers for relationship wise.
Right.
So that's why we do this shit. But I'm like, fuck the motherfuckers.
What did he do?
What the gunman do? The
Saudi guy.
He wound up killing several servicemen, three young servicemen, and wounding several others.
Why?
The motherfucker didn't really say why he killed them.
So
it didn't even say why. It said a person briefed on an investigation into the incident told the Times that the Saudi national recorded the incident, said that he and two others had coincidentally been there doing a shooting and had gone, had got caught up in a moment. You know, but he, the gun that he used was a gun that he
got
wound up purchasing.
Up in the moment. Okay.
So he purchased out in town. This was a different gun
so
that he used.
So you think that the United States trained him how to kill three service members, and that's why we should stop training them?
I think that investigators are probing it. They're learning more about the shooter and
that's
why.
That's not what I asked.
What was his ideology behind it?
You brought this topic to us. You brought this smooth in the news to us. Are you saying that you think...
I think we shouldn't train them motherfuckers. Fuck them. Lead them on their own.
Train
we
what?
Only train our people.
Train them in what?
In anything. Fuck them.
Okay.
Don't train them in how to fly. Don't train them in that the motherfuckers learn in books. Don't train them in shit. You know what I'm saying? Break them goddamn ties because...
Everybody who's not American or just Saudis?
Well, I mean, you have to be Americanized and you have to be over in here and go through some... And I don't know how much deep background shit that they went through with checking these motherfuckers out, but they're now learning more about them now.
Learn about who?
The second lieutenant Muhammad Ashamirami.
So you don't think that they knew about him before they brought him here?
Well, they knew a little bit about him. They knew a little bit about him.
Yeah, what kind of post?
Here's my thing, right? He's made anti-American posts.
Yep.
On Twitter.
What did he say?
That we were an evil nation. And that for their atrocities against Muslims and humanity, he quoted some Osama bin Laden shit.
They're trying to look further into it to see if it's something that's
sounds
related
pretty
to a terrorist.
Obvious to me, but terrorists, that's, three people died. His fucking plan.
So we don't know how many. We don't know how many clips he had either. You know what I'm saying?
So the plan was, we're going to send this guy after years of training. Finally, we're going to get them to let their guards down. And we're going to send a guy in to shoot three people. You think that's what the major plan was? You think somebody orchestrated that? Or is this just a fucking loose cannon retarded dude? Because what it sounds like to me is one dude lost his fucking shit. And
they wanted motherfuckers stand up for Allah.
Stand up for, I don't know. It don't sound like that to me. It sounds like one dude bust off a couple times and some people died.
So what happens is,
he could have been getting bullied. And shot niggas that he... nigga could have owed him some money.
It could have been niggas talking shit about him being Muslim or something. Right. I find it hard to believe that this nigga's fucking master plan was to get himself ingrained into the American system just long enough to assassinate three people for Allah. Come on, man. I mean, he may have killed him for Allah, but it wasn't part of the plan. It wasn't like, man, you know what? What I really want to do, man, I'm going to go learn some shit and then get put in prison.
He's like, you know what?
Or die.
He died. Who
they
shot
killed,
him?
They killed him. The military police killed him.
Of course. The niggas don't ever make it to the fucking... Right. It just...
Right. I don't know. This doesn't sound like a very good master plan.
Epstein. Everybody...
He's going to take the whole base out with a pistol? How many clips he had? Who cares how many clips he had?
He might have been a good shot. He'd been here for a while. Maybe we trained him
Pensacola
that way.
Base is pretty crowded. I've been there.
Maybe that's why he was trying to, you know... Maybe he chose a... Real motherfucker bloated everybody up, you know what I mean, including themselves.
Be a pistol. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
motherfuckers drive planes and shit. They're not gonna a pistol.
So I'm gonna go back to my original answer to Jay Smooth's question.
What was the question?
No,
we're still gonna be training motherfuckers.
Yeah, no,
it's fucked up.
Yeah. No,
it's fucked up.
Is that a problem? They're training people.
Nah, I mean, this is just how protocol works. I mean, you know what I mean, we gotta have.
But diplomacy is that the right word I use? You know, for
ooh.
For
just,
no, I don't. With the relationships,
yeah, that's
you know what I'm
it.
Saying? Is that?
That's it.
Why did I just say relationships? Why try diplomacy?
My thing is this.
Did I use it wrong?
Why try? That's unnecessary.
Oh, okay.
Like McAfee and Norton. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I feel like they're in probably also the virus creating business too.
Stay in business.
Yeah, I always felt like that. I you know when they had all these fucking crazy worms and all this, you know, throughout. Since computers,
I don't get your analogy.
Well, why would we not have that? That's our version of the virus.
What do you mean?
And we are the cleaner upper, right?
So we got to know what the fuck to look for.
But no. We need to have something to fight against, right? So
I think that's not why we do it.
No,
I think that at some point it's like, hey, how did my light work?
Well, I'm just saying as far as. We know, I think, eventually the people that we train in these one situation, just like the motherfucking Turks when we were fucking over there in Syria, whatever.
The Kurds? The
Kurds, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we armed them up. We got them trained up and we taught them how to fight and then we fucking abandoned them.
Right.
Right. I think we kind of have that understanding. Now these niggas are mad at us, right? So these motherfuckers could come become our, you know, there could be a version of Al-Qaeda themselves because... Right. Their experience with us wasn't very pleasant. I think this is a repeated.
Yeah, but what were the Kurds? What were the Kurds doing prior to that? We manned them. I mean, we gave them guns.
Right.
We trained them.
Right.
And then what were they doing?
They were fighting for us
against who?
The fucking Al-Qaeda's or
ISIS.
ISIS, whatever. Right. It's come on, right? Same
no,
shit.
No,
right?
No. But I mean, it's very important because here's the thing, right? Do you want to go to Syria and fight ISIS? Yes or no?
I don't even want to go to boot camp.
Jason, do you want to go to Syria and fight ISIS?
No, we want to. So you're saying we just want to train them up so they can go back and do that
and
shit.
And they go do it, right? And then when they turn
so that we don't have to send our motherfuckers over.
But then guess what happens? Then, like you say, we abandon them and then we leave them out there for Turkey to fuck them up, right? So what happens? They get mad at us, right?
Right.
Guess what? Who gives a fuck?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The Kurds can't fight us.
Until they hop on a plane.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If ever there is an issue, we just stamp them. Stamp them right out. They're not, it's not really I know that 9/11 thing happened and you said it wasn't even them, it was us.
I know.
So when has it ever worked? When has it ever been successful? Without us allowing it to happen. If you're a conspiracy theorist.
Talking about the shit that we're doing now, how we're training.
No, ever. All the training shit that you're talking about is so devastating, so deadly. When has it ever been, when has their dream of fucking the U.S. up ever been realized? You would say 9/11. Would be the only one out of all these years, the only one is 9/11. But Jamie Mack says that's an inside job. It wouldn't have happened without us helping.
Well, so was the first World Trade an inside job too? Of course it was. I mean,
Then they tried, two times before? There was one other major time. Yeah, with the van, right? And the van with the bomb in it, right? Mm-hmm. Some shit like that. And then it was another smaller one, I think, the very first time. That they had and shit like that. But then we trained them up. We gave them inside scoop and they got to plot it out the shit as far as coming over, learning our movements and everything like that for them to be
able
to...
I don't know what he's talking about right now.
Inside scoop?
For them to learn that shit, yeah.
Inside scoop, like there's two scoops on top and then one scoop is inside the cone is the inside scoop.
What was that? Wasn't that a sports show or a fucking TMZ before it was... Oh, no, it was Inside Edition.
Yeah, Inside Edition. What are we talking about?
I just got distracted.
Okay. So I don't think that us training this guy or people like him, I think we do it because we want to use them.
Nobody.
They're pawns.
Yeah. I mean, they're fucking human drones.
This one fucking guy went to Walmart and bought a gun and he shot three people. I don't know that's necessarily.
That's a bad day.
As far as diplomacy goes, I don't know that we stopped doing it because of that. I think that's unfortunate. And I would hate for one of those people to be my family.
It happens. So this is like a situation like Full Metal Jacket when they beat my man. They probably beat him with the pillow and shit like on Full Metal Jacket when they did Fat Body. Remember?
Beat who?
Remember in the movie Full Metal Jacket when they beat him with the soap? Because
who in this story, who they beat?
They might have beat the little salty man. The little three motherfuckers might have because he didn't do something right. You just never know. The story hadn't come out yet. You know what I'm saying? On why or what's the motive? What was his motive behind the whole shit? So they're still looking into it.
I'm waiting.
To see the motive. That's not fucking funny, but
no,
I'm just
true.
Saying
it's
you
not,
just
it's
know.
Not, it's
no,
not, it's
that's,
true.
That's obvious.
That's what happened.
That's obvious.
But I'm just saying, you just never know. Because you were saying earlier, motherfucker, you was
don't
just
get
saying,
mad at me. I'm agreeing with you. It happened.
He wants you to laugh.
No.
Do what you normally do. Laugh.
I wasn't. It wasn't meant to be fucking funny. But moving right along. Juice World died in Chicago. I didn't know the nigga.
Name a Juice World song.
Nigga, Lucid. Lucid Dreams. A Legend.
I didn't even know that. I got that.
Those aren't songs by him.
Yeah, yeah. Lucid Dreams is.
Bet $20.
Sing it.
I ain't got goddamn know the song to
Come
the
on.
Shit.
Come
I don't
on,
know
sing
the words
it.
To the song. But in the one song, and the nigga Juice, because I said, where the fuck this nigga get his name Juice World from? The nigga got his name Juice World from the movie fucking Juice with Tupac.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, it's a dumbass.
You have become
Captain fucking obvious.
You have become a top level journalist, man.
Hello.
This is moving the news too? Tell me more about this. So he got his name. Where'd he get his name?
Shut the fuck up. So, yeah. But in this song, Legend, the motherfucker was talking about that he suffered from paranoia, and that he wouldn't live to the age of he wouldn't live past the age of 21.
Listen,
and ironically, the nigga died at right after his birthday.
Listen, he's 21.
Yeah,
listen. Let me tell you what just happened. For the first time ever, ever in No Nonsense Smooth in the News segment, Jay Smooth had his topic prepared. He didn't even look at his phone for that. All that was straight off the dome.
Man, he prepared. Turn up Siri. What?
Turn up Siri. Oh, I didn't mute it. This is Juice WRLD. We can't play this. Oh, yeah, he got sued for that. He lost all the money to that song. Yeah. All of it.
Where's somebody else shit?
That Sting song. Right. Like, it's the whole beat, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Sting sued the fuck out of him. They lost all that money. So that the song that made him famous, gone. He didn't make any money. That's why people say he's so rich. How?
Well, these
that nigga, it kind of wound up at, he had just signed a deal for what? Somewhere between $3 to $5 million with Interscope Records.
Wow, this nigga's prepared to me, man. He hasn't looked at his phone yet.
I don't believe any of this.
I do. He tells the truth all the time.
Yep.
Hey, look at
he sold, it. He signed Interscope. A $3 million deal?
Yeah, $3 million deal with Interscope
off
Records.
Off that song?
With, I don't know. But the motherfucker just, he went, you know what I'm saying, almost like an overnight success because he, I forget the other shit, you know what I'm saying, with that nigga. But yeah, but that was it, J-Man. But,
He's proud of himself. Look, he's smiling, J-Man. Look at him. Look at him, man. Mac, look at him.
What?
You said the arrogance on his
What's
face?
What's his real name?
The NMA Juice World?
No, the nigga real name is...
Why you do that, man?
I got to go back
he
to the...
But he's looking it up too, Smooth. Don't look it up. Like, that's
Jared
not important.
Jared Anthony Higgins.
That's not important. You should have been like, it's not important, nigga.
Yeah.
This is my news article. This is my news segment. So you got another one you prepared, or that's it?
So
Juice WRLD, what is there anything like any opinion you have about all this, or are you just reporting it?
Well, I was just reporting like with him because they were saying that they found him, unresponsive in the airport.
You can get that on anywhere.
But
online.
You know, the thing about it is that what's happening is right because I was just reading other articles out there in the news. They were saying somebody was saying should they blame record labels for a lot of the drug use that these artists are using.
Let me ask you this. Here. Does your daughter do drugs?
No,
Does she listen to Juice WRLD?
Not that I know of. I don't know. I'm not familiar.
I think that they've debunked all of that shit a long time ago. Things like video games make your kid more violent. All the songs make you...
They just had something recently about the shooting. They were talking about with the
There's something
games,
to songs.
Video games. But it's definitely something to songs that make you, that sets the tone and mood. So no. You're talking about something different, right?
No, I'm saying that Arnold Schwarzenegger killing people in a movie or people in Call of Duty. Scientists have already debunked. No matter how many times you kill somebody in a video game, you don't think, oh man, it's cool to just kill a real person. People don't do that. That's not
if
real.
If you are prone to killing people anyway.
What do you need a video game for then?
No, because you don't know it.
No, get the fuck out of here, man.
You don't
this
know
is
it.
This okay, you know what? Bring your proof cuz I'm telling you that's been debunked.
I know that.
All that has been studied and debunked.
I know that back in the day.
Cop killer did not make somebody go kill a cop.
I know, back in the day, it was easier to fuck to slow music than it was to gangster rap music.
What?
I mean cuz it was easier to get a girl in the mood to fuck to slow music than it was to
so you're
some
telling
niggas
me
calling.
You're telling me that you needed a nigga to sing fuck that pussy before you would fuck that pussy?
No, I'm just
or were you gonna fuck that pussy anyway?
No, I'm just telling you.
Do you think lame niggas was fucking pussy just because they heard a song even though they weren't planning on fucking no pussy?
No.
That helped that nigga. That juiced that nigga up.
No,
it's like that. It's like you need that liquor, that liquid courage when you go in the club. Say, nigga, I'm about to holler at all the bitches. Once
but
I
you wanted to
drink.
Holler at all the bitches though, right?
Oh yeah, but that so, just
no, no,
helped
no, 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 no. Listen, follow me. You wanted to holler at bitches.
Yes,
but you a bitch. So you couldn't holler at bitches because you bitches don't holler
you needed
at bitches.
You needed something to help. You needed something to
but
help.
But you wanted to holler at those bitches anyway, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't really that the song influenced you. You wanted to holler at bitches.
Anyway.
If you wanted to go kill a bunch of people, you needed a song to kill all these people. No, nigga, you was about to go kill a whole bunch of people anyway. You might listen to that shit on the way because that's just, you know, it makes you feel better. But you was already going to kill people. You don't play a Call of Duty and then go kill people because you played Call of Duty.
No, no.
You don't listen to cop killers.
But motherfuckers can play Call of Duty and then they'd be like, they're expert in headshots.
I disagree.
So then they just want to go out there and just see if they can get a couple of headshots.
It doesn't matter if you disagree or not. This has been debunked by scientists.
I've seen people in the transits listen to music like be hypnotized.
You don't think that DC sniper shooter played Call of Duty? This nigga was straight headshots.
I don't think Call of Duty was out then, but he could play Call of Duty that wouldn't have nothing to do with whether or not
that nigga be hell on the game though.
Music to drive by.
Ask Siri, is there a link between video games and violence?
Is there a link between video games and violence?
According to Wikipedia, some research finds that violent video game use is correlated with and may cause increases in aggression and decreases in prosocial behavior.
Can we get a real source, please?
Other research argues that there are no such effects of violent video games. She didn't want to finish that part. She slanted. I couldn't let her be like that. And that was from, we don't fuck with Wikipedia like
that. Wikipedia, come on, I wanted it to be a real scientific journal or something along those lines. Like,
is there a link between music and violent behavior?
According to American Psychological, Washington songs with violent lyrics increase aggression-related thoughts and emotions, and this effect is directly related to the violence in the lyrics, according to a new study published by the American Psychological Association.
All right, I gotta get my sources then.
And that's music. I don't know about video games, but yeah. I do feel like I've been in sessions where niggas is just getting hyped on music, ready to go fuck somebody up.
But
here you're not listening to what you just said. They're getting ready to go fuck somebody up, so they put a song on that helps them get ready to fuck somebody
up. Okay, you're right.
But the song didn't make them go fuck somebody up.
It's just like when you're in a club, right? When them niggas talking about I'm just throwing a song out there. We some headbusts or whatever the shit where niggas just be jumping up and just pounding this shit and just want to get rowdy.
So you telling me that person came in the club innocent?
Well, hold up. You remember
they could have.
Nice person.
But nigga be dead.
That song just made them go.
Niggas just going to jump in the plane.
When you told me that they had to stop playing that song, Knuck If You Buck, in the fucking club.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say that.
Tear the Club Up. That's what it was. Yeah. One of them. Yeah. One of them. But how do you explain that? Just niggas, they came to the club ready to tear the shit up?
Yes. And it was just an excuse. Like, are you serious? You thought they were like, man, I just love this club. It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. Look at these neon lights. It's so beautiful. Turn the club. Oh, shit. Fuck them. No, we got to knock this shit down. No, man. Come on, man. Niggas is just being niggas. And then the song came on. I was like, oh, this is fun. Now we can make this a thing.
Okay.
So when they played the roof is on fire. Niggas just want to just burn the roof down too? That shit too? They came in. They want to burn the shit down? Be honest. I'm just asking. Don't look at me like that, nigga. Answer the question.
No, thank you, Giannis. Welcome back. I appreciate it.
That was his joke?
No,
you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? The roof, that was before all them other Knuck If You Buck.
See, what's even funny now is because I think he might be serious. So then it turns from not being funny to being funny because if he's really serious. And I don't know if he's that good. If he meant to do that, but it goes definitely from not being funny to that he's serious.
Any fucking way, listeners, we done. We done. You done yet? You done? Huh?
Oh my God.
That's it.
This thing is so J-Mac? Fucking corny, man.
We done and we finished.
Did we have auditions for
this
show?
We done and we finished.
No.
I think we should have to all audition for our jobs.
Are we done and we finished?
I think we should have to all audition for our jobs.
Let's record that shit too.
Who should we get to be the
Let's record that shit too.
Should we get like an independent study? I mean, like an independent interviewer to come in and be like,
we need an independent interviewer.
Like, hey, so what can you bring to the show?
What is that thing that swims on the bottom of the shark?
Bottom feeder. Bottom of the tank or the
careful,
ocean?
Be careful because I'm describing you. So
I know, man.
I'm just saying.
Fuck you. Okay, listeners. Hey, don't forget to go out there to RareSignage.com and, you know, to check out all the shows. You know, we got BTG for President. We got Music Love Life. We have, of course, the No Nonsense Show. We got, what's the other?
Black on Both Sides. Don't do that.
Black on Both Sides. Well, we got with your boy King Coulter.
Smooth. Tell me about a time when the microphone pushed record and you didn't have a topic set up, and you had to just shoot from the hip. What? Tell me about how you overcame that roadblock.
Hey, look, hint, shoot from the hip.
Tell me about how you overcame that roadblock. Tell me about a time when you've had conflict with another host on the show and you were able to resolve it and then turn that opportunity into a win.
Hint, hint, J-Mac.
I'm just saying, like, I think we need to all re-audition for our spots.
I agree.
Because you see, he didn't have an answer for either one of those questions.
I did, but I was just wondering, because I'm not interviewing.
No, you're going to have to, because I don't think this job is for you.
You can go back to calling it out. You can go in the car and call in again. Remember that?
I'm not sure that you're cut out for this.
That was good.
You were engaged, I think, in the car. Stop.
Don't call us. We'll call you. Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. We'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
Up on it.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.